Okay, so that is a tough act to follow. I apologize for the rest of you that have to listen to my story, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about me as a kid and kind of how I had to overcome something. And it's been very inspiring to hear what you guys have done, what the Adult Learning Center has done, and so it feels like I should be up here doing this, and so I'm doing it, even though I'm not a public speaker. So who grew up in a military family? Anybody? Couple hands. So I didn't, but I grew up in what I call a basketball family. Anybody know that? Like a basketball family? Like people play sports and like it's the thing. So my dad was a coach. My oldest sister played at Maryland. My younger brother was like a prodigy and I had to beat him all the time. And so I don't know if, I mean, not very tall, not very athletic looking. And yet I tried really hard and my dream in middle school was to go to college and play basketball. And I wasn't bad. I just, you know, my older sister had the work ethic and my younger brother had the talent, and I had like the combination of both, I thought. I was like, I'm the best thing since sliced bread to hit a basketball court. And so I played in high school, and or I played, actually, my dad coached me for a while, and he taught me things like, hey, if I ever have to come out on this court and pick you up off the floor again, like, you're not going to go back in. So I would just like keep calm and fight through it, and that's what I would do. And so I get to high school and I play for my school and made like junior varsity my freshman year. I was super excited and our coach was kind of yelling at us in one game like, nobody's stopping her, nobody's nobody's cutting her off, nobody's stepping in front of her. So I said, oh, like me, my 5'2" self in high school is gonna stand in front of this like 6'4", 200-pound girl and take a charge. And so I got a head injury that game and got taken out the game right away, like couldn't see anything, like had stars. And so in my head, I was like, oh, I just gotta keep calm and fight through it. So they put me back in the second half and I play the rest of the game with like tears coming down my eyes. And I find out like the week later that I had a pretty severe concussion and probably shouldn't have gone back in the game. And was told that like I could never play basketball again. So as somebody who grew up in a basketball family, who this was like, oh, this is what I'm going to do in my future, it was devastating. I shared a room with my older sister and she told me I was like on an emotional roller coaster that whole time, like never knowing how I was feeling the morning I woke up. And so it was really hard to kind of fight through that. And when you're 16, you're thinking like, oh my gosh, the world's over. And so I get in touch with some doctors. We find out that it wasn't just a concussion. I had a congenital brain problem that they found and thankfully fixed. And so I had that kind of happen in college later, but we figured out like, hey, something's actually wrong, which is nice because then they can fix it. But my dad, again, basketball man, says, hey, like, why don't you just stay involved in the sport? You know, like, you love this sport, you can't play it anymore. Why don't you go manage? So I went to College Park. I'm a Terp. And yeah, go Terps. And I just happened to be there when the women's basketball program got really good. And so I did something in college that I would never have been good enough to do as a player. And I won a national championship my freshman year as a manager on the team. And so it was cool because I thought that, like, oh my gosh, my career in basketball is over. And now I've like lost everything I thought I wanted to do. And so, but I kept fighting through it and won a national championship and found this family at the University of Maryland and that I still go back to. I'm going to go back there tomorrow to see everybody. And so this idea that it opened so many other doors, we talked about that earlier too, like how when something closes, so many other doors open. And if you cannot give up on that dream and keep fighting through it, it also led me to the career that I'm doing now, which is not anything related to basketball, but something that I'm really passionate about and able to give back to other people in the medical field. And so I feel very fulfilled every day, and I know that it started by one door being closed. So I got to keep calm and fighting through it.